Blog Talk Radio.
Hi guys, it's Skip LaCour. Today is Friday, June 19th, and we all have goals that we're going for. Some we achieve easier than others. For those goals that we're challenged with, my question for you today is, how much are you all in to really make those goals happen? I was just filming a little segment for my members-only website where I have really committed people who want to follow my journey, whether it's in business, in life, and get some up-close and personal tips. And I was just having a casual conversation because I posted some of the many projects that I have going on so they can see how I break them down, how I go for them. And after listening to those projects, I was looking at them and I was going, you know, I'm pretty passionate, I guess, to achieve all of them, but how many of them am I really off the charts? I am just all in. I'm just obsessed with making them happen. It really made me take a good hard look at myself. I had the privilege to talk with a gentleman who came to me for coaching. We went over what he wanted to achieve in the next year. And he had some really ambitious goals. When we went through the process to get him clear how committed he was to achieving these goals, you know, I really got the impression that this goal was something that made him feel really good to write down, to work towards, to share with his friends this passionate, exciting dream, this goal. But when we talked about it, it made me really realize how much we set up goals that we really are in it to achieve it, or does it make us feel good that we're putting ourselves on this journey? And it really made me think about my projects, my goals. And I learn a lot from talking to people just like you. It makes me reflect on my life, and that's what I like to share in these videos. If you're not progressing towards your goals in life at the speed that you really want, you're not achieving the level that you want, and it's gut check time today. How much are you all in? And I know you've achieved things in your life that you weren't so conservative in your approach. You didn't think about, well, what if I put all this time, energy, and effort into it and it doesn't turn out? You just went for it anyway. And that's probably a really big factor on why you became so successful, why people admire what you accomplished. And the question is, these goals that you have in your life, these projects that you have that seem to linger on, how much are you all in? And before you get down on yourself and you get frustrated, you know, if you're not all in, if you're not really giving it all, you're throwing caution to the wind. You know, I understand we all have to be practical. We can't just go for it and put our family aside and just waste a lot of time. There has to be a level of thought and planning, right? We have to be intelligent in our approach. But when it comes down to it, some of the big goals in life, those big dreams that you're going to look back on your life and just be so proud of, sometimes you just have to be all in and worry about the aftermath later on. You know, when I look at my project list and I have to be honest with myself, you know, on a scale from 1 to 10, I can't say I'm a level 10 or 11 to really make many of the projects on this list happen. So, you know, I gotta look at myself. I'm not going to go the next few months and wonder why things aren't happening for me when I have this project list that I'm not really attacking them at the level I know I should when I get honest with myself. So this is a gut check time for me, just as it is that hopefully I'm stimulating for you, your thought, all right? Those goals, those projects that you have that aren't coming to you as quickly as you want, that you're not achieving the level of success that you really want. How much are you all in? All right, make a decision to get all in or be okay with the level of progress that you only have the opportunity to produce. All right, all in, all in. Look at your list today. I'd love your feedback. If you've got questions, if there's anything I can help you do to get over that hurdle so you can put all your energy, your heart, your effort to really make these goals, these projects happen, I'd love to help you. Send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. Any question that you have. if you are selected, that I believe that your question, I want to really help you, and it can help so many men just like you all around the world, I'm not only going to answer it in a video like this one, I'm going to follow it up with a personal one-on-one phone call. And I don't care if it takes 10 minutes, 20 minutes, half hour. I'm going to walk you through the challenge, give you some objectivity and perspective so we can bust through whatever is stopping you. Whatever your challenges are, give you some perspective so you can really attack them and really make those goals in life, really achieve them once and for all. Right? So send me that email at skip@skiplacour.com. Have a great day.